Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Just one more reminder, too, of how much we're looking forward to the Trump rally coming up in Wildwood. It's going to be spectacular. If I had to guess, it seems like a tremendous number of people are going to turn out. God knows that's a big space, but it might be filled. And I know where it will be before Ro and I and Dan will be over at Mulligan's. Where else? Our summer White House. Great. The Mulligan Shore Bar. Johnny is an unbelievable host. I told you, I saw on Twitter he has a picture of an 18-wheeler filled up with beer they're unloading. I don't know if that's for next Saturday or not, but that's a place to go. I'll be there 3 until 5 at least. And, you know, post the Trump event and all that, that's the place you want to go. You'll meet great Talk Radio 1210 listeners. You know that last summer, It was hard to imagine the fun we had, the connection, and all that. So hopefully you'll stop by and be part of it. Nobody does it like Mulligan's. And, you know, consider having lunch there at some point in the day or an early dinner, late dinner. Great food, too. I don't know if he has a Trump rally menu. I'll ask, and we'll tell you about it. We've been talking today. We broke down the big moment next week with Michael Cohen, and how already in the Trump trial in New York yesterday, even CNN acknowledging the attorney who got the deal for Stormy Daniels. A, and this is important, Trump didn't go looking to them to try to squelch this. They went to Trump. And even CNN's legal expert said, seeing the testimony of this guy Davidson yesterday, who's a lawyer, it was more like he's an extortionist. This is all prelude to Michael Cohen. Now, it's still impossible to know what the jury, that's all that matters in the end, is their mindset. We don't care how flimsy this case is. We want to convict Trump. Will there be some people on there who can't be swayed in that manner? Yeah, I think there will be. The only thing that matters here in the big picture. Now, for Trump, it's even more consequential. I think he'll win on appeal no matter what he's convicted of here. Will he come out of this with any kind of charge that's proven? And then we'll start to hear the drumbeat. This is what's going to tighten up this race. Because at this point, the Biden people have to be really worried, not just because Biden is so ineffectual as a candidate, but because I agree, Jesse Waters this week made the point, I'll make it, I think this courtroom situation has worked well for Trump. He's not out there giving them as much ammo. He has the opportunity during the breaks to let people see how ridiculous this case is. He then has the opportunity to go someplace in New York where you see the best of Trump, be it like when he went to the Chick-fil-A, when he went to the union thing on the way to court that one day, where he went to the firefighters yesterday with pizza. That's in his element. That looks good. It looks normal. It looks better than normal. What can Biden do? He can't do any of that stuff. It's an obvious thing. They have to have people surrounding him to take our attention off. He has trouble. It looks so difficult to walk to the helicopter, even a distance of, what, 100 yards or something? So this Trump, this trial in a strange way, I'd have to say has been political gold for Trump. What's going to determine the election ultimately, the long term? There are three things. One, something we don't know is already is going to happen in some way, shape or form that's going to have some significance in the swing states. Two, how good will Republicans be mail-in balloting, early voting, securing the vote, all those things that we talked about with some big guest almost every day because it's that important. Will there be debates? I still think there will not be debates. I think a lot of this is baked in. I see the jobs report today, not that good. I think inflation is baked in. And I'm still finding it hard to believe the Gallup poll, which is a pretty good poll. Three straight months, the number one issue Americans say bothering them is illegal immigration. I know how major, how nauseating it is. But I'm hoping that it's inflation that brings more people in. Have people gotten used to it? Are they becoming more accepting? I mean, isn't this, you could argue, allowing the border to be open, I get it. But what Biden clearly has done to us with inflation is enormous. It's not inconsequential when people have to be making decisions because of the decisions that he's made. All right, 855-839-1210. You will get in right now. Also, we have talked a little bit about what we've seen now, the pushback on college campuses. Here is Rutgers, Jim. This is Cut 10. Rutgers, the main Rutgers campus. You have people chanting, Palestinian protesters chanting. And the pushback they got is the other students chanting USA, USA.
USA, USA, Palestine, USA, free, free, Palestine, USA, on the river to the sea, USA, USA, Palestine will be free, USA,
USA. All right, and hopefully we're going to continue more intense heat on Biden being boxed in by both sides with this. The takeaway for me at the end of this week, though, is that this is such a huge losing political position for Biden to be in that there is no doubt that he's going to have to do something. He's going to try various things. If he brings people en masse from Gaza here, though, that is not going to really placate the mobs we've seen on college campuses. And what it's going to do is intensify the people in the suburbs, hopefully, to realize they're under threat, too. They're not insulated from everything. The only regret I have this week is we had this attorney schedule. Maybe this will happen on Monday to talk about Upper Gwinnett because the Montgomery County commissioners, this sort of shocked people. These people in the suburbs pay attention to anything. All three of them said their number one agenda item running Montgomery County is what? To put low-income housing, homeless shelters, addiction shelters, God knows what, into affluent communities. The ice cream truck guy, the new woman who heads it up, and even the Republican, that's their number one object. Are they realizing that's at that level? Now, they fought them off in Lower Providence. But at the federal level, they are looking to do the very same thing. I keep on coming back, and I would advise the Trump people, What are the things that are going to penetrate this? What is it that's going to penetrate this mindset? Because Trump doesn't have to do anything different with Latino voters and African-American males, at least. He's broken through. It doesn't mean he's going to win them, but he's broken through in a way that no Republican candidate has or could break through during this time period. It is remarkable. All that we need to do is hold serve, meaning these voters who at least many times have voted Republican, all you have to do is hold them. But that's more complicated than we think. What is the issue? What are the things they're not seeing? And I just think it's abortion is one thing that's driving it. And they just don't like certain elements of President Trump. So are they going to vote for that? Or are they going to vote for the issues that are affecting them and their kids? Are they able to project Biden? What will he look like 2 or 3 years from now, if still president? And Harris sitting there. Harris coming to Montgomery County next week. What else? Abortion. In what universe are they buying the notion that Trump is all about restricting abortion rights? That's top of his mind. Come on. Are some of these Republican groups? Yes, they are. And I object to them. I object to them both tactically and philosophically in various ways. That's not conservatism. Democrats this week celebrating the second anniversary of the Dobbs decision being leaked. How do you celebrate something like this? Let's go to Vince in media. Vince, you're in with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Vince, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good, Vince.
So, Dom, it's been driving me a little nuts for the last, I don't know, couple months that I don't wish any ill on the president, but we pretty much know mentally and or physically he's not going to make it 4 years. So if you're voting for Biden, you're really voting for Harris. Now, do we think if you brought that to light, if you will, that that would hurt his campaign or help his campaign? What do you think?
That's an interesting question. Knee-jerk would say that it hurts him big time. But I hear what you're saying. In some circles, she'd be historic and all that. I still would say if it becomes obvious, if people set that into their mind and they don't ignore it, Vince, it is a big negative. She can't handle it. She can't get past any even friendly sort of interview. She is a net drag. Look, they didn't want her. Biden wanted Whitmer, apparently, when he had to choose a woman. It was forced on him. That's the only way he was going to win. So I would say it's a big negative if people believe that. The thing is, Vince, you have people that lie to themselves because they just don't like something about Trump. So they want to ignore what you're bringing up in the more obvious. And that's what Republicans have to do a good job of articulating. I'd say this. If America really believes the odds are much better than 50-50. She'll be president at some point. That is a big negative. How do you see
it? I agree with you. I think it would be a huge negative if she was our president.
Well, right. I think people agree with you. But, Vince, we're dealing with breaking through of the protective covering people put on because they can't get past Trump. And it is the most remarkable thing I've seen. The usually vaguely Republican voters who can't get past that, yet you got a guy in Trump who's broken through with these Democrats out in the rural areas, Latinos and black men. He's broken through in a way no Republican could. So, but I love your question, and we'll continue to explore it. So, Vince, who's the sweater?
Nixon.
Ah, yes, I should have taken Nixon off the board. Nixon is an all-time sweater. Are you a vague fan of Nixon?
No, I mean, I could care less, to be honest with you, but I just remember the historical debate when he was sweating and it cost him.
They turned up the heat. Nixon, Jim put that one down, big sweater. His question, sure, I think the polling indicates that if they think it's going to be Kamala, Vice President Harris, that's a big problem. Yes, big drag on Biden. The problem is people, it comes down to a choice. They know that which one gives them more pause, that or they can't stand Trump? You got to face facts. That's what we're up against. And I'm on Inside Story. I taped it today. It's a great show. Matt O'Donnell's a wonderful host. 11:30 on Sunday. And I said, as I believe, honestly, not just because we're here, if Trump does better in these collar counties around Philadelphia than he did the last time, not even substantially, we could go through the math, but relatively better, I think he's going to win Pennsylvania. If he wins Pennsylvania, he is going to be president. That's how clear this is. I am in the end, I know the anti-Biden sentiment in Michigan, Muslim groups, Arabs, and all that. In the end, though, I see Michigan and Wisconsin as tougher. I'm not counting on them. I will tell you this, though. I'm looking at all the polling that I can find every day on certain swing states, and I have to say Nevada, the polling looks tremendous for Trump when you take a look at the last several months and a lot of polls. Georgia, I wouldn't call it a lock, but it's close to a lock. Yeah, Georgia. You know how hard that was the last time. The state that's troubling is Arizona. Two things there. One, Carrie Lake and Trump apparently senses not such a good campaign. And two, the abortion issue. They have repealed it now, but hard to tell the damage there. So if I had to handicap it now, when we're talking post-election, I'll be surprised if Trump doesn't win Georgia and Nevada. All right? Pennsylvania, it is the battle of the century, though. We got a lot of good stuff going for us here. And if they're smart, they're going to compete by putting presidential time and all the Trumps and all the VP, all that stuff here in Pennsylvania. Do better in those collar counties. Do better there. The show I was on today, one of the guests said that Biden won by 80,000 votes. It's only 9 votes a division across the state. That's how small that is. Just doing better mail-in balloting, having more intensity, focus on Pennsylvania, as I said, doing better in those collar counties by a hair. That's enough to eke out Pennsylvania. You do that, you're going to be president. North Carolina is going to go Republican. And as I said, Georgia and Nevada looking really good. Really hard to count on Michigan and Wisconsin, though. Really difficult, even though it looks pretty good right now. All right, but right now, it is time for something we love doing every day, which is...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is exactly right. You'll win a pair of tickets today to see comedian Brian Regan on October 18th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Friday, May 3rd at Ticketmaster.com. All right, Jim, what's the backstory?
I thought you had the backstory, Dom, but I believe that this person is covering, because they have today's side question, a James Brown song. We're talking about James Brown.
Okay, okay. Yep. Yeah, who's covering it? Right.
Well, we don't know. We're going to find out. You got to listen for the clue.
How do you stop? How do you stop?
I never heard James Brown do this, so I'm a little bit out there. All right, so, and it's, who's covering that song? Get that right, and we will send you off to see comedian Brian Regan at the Miller Theater. Tickets go on sale today, May 3rd, at Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is push pound 1210, so 855-839-1210.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, that's right. Every day at around 2:13 or so, Jim or Dan, we come up with a song, covered often, different language. Let's hear the clue today and tell us who's covering this James Brown song.
Yes, this is a cover song right now. Somebody is covering this James Brown song in honor of James Brown's birthday. We are looking for sweaters, which is the side question. And tell us who is covering this James Brown song.
How do you stop?
How do you stop?
Okay, let's start off with Peter in Upper Chichester on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Peter, who's covering the song?
Hey, it sounded like the Flower Child, Joni Mitchell.
All right, nicely played right out of the box. Yeah, I didn't recognize the James Brown song with Joni Mitchell. So Peter is going off to see Brian Regan October 18th at the Millward Theater. Tickets go on sale today. They're on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Well, send them off as a winner. All right. More of your calls coming up, and we'll get a winner on the side question today, too. We heard from Hope Hicks today. We heard the Trump attorney break down exactly what was going on in the courtroom. Not much of a case. No foundation toward anything illegal there with Hope Hicks. And the only thing this week that my takeaway from the Bragg case in New York is this Davidson guy who was the attorney for Stormy Daniels. And even CNN said it appears that he was made to see him out to any reasonable juror as just an extortionist more than a lawyer. So again, Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen. Tantalizing to believe that Trump walks on all this, but then we have New York jurors. Are there any on there that are going to be reasonable, or are they bought in just to get Trump? And to get Trump, none of this is going to stand ultimately on appeal, whatever he's convicted of, if he is. But all they want is that tag coming out of this convicted felon. Because that tag politically then, it will be the stress test of the Trump campaign. I mean, as I see the other cases, the documents case with Judge Cannon, we've had Julie Kelly on. You've heard her the last couple of weeks. We'll have her back. A lot has come out around the documents case that this is not going to stick. And there's some pretty good arguments that Trump can make about Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, how they handle these documents. All right. So we got that. Fannie Willis, just internally, there's little or no hope of that case in Atlanta, and certainly not before the election. Then we have the presidential immunity out there, and I think they're going to kick it back to the lower court, and we're going to hear about qualified immunity, and we're going to go point by point to see what immunity a president really has. So the only shot they have with lawfare here is to nail Trump on something that can be dressed up as a felony in New York with the hope that that will turn some of these people who are looking for a reason to vote against him. In other words, they see the evidence. They see a president whose policies worked. They like all that. But they're saying, I can't vote for this guy. I can't vote for Biden. What do I do? The RFK thing, you know, I'm still amazed he has not gotten on more states by this point. Something's wrong with his team, his methodology. They've spent a lot of money. Scott Presler will probably be on every state within a week. There's just not something working here. It's kind of Dylan time. But if he does get on here in Pennsylvania, I think he would get 3-5% of the vote ultimately. And that's a lot. Which way does it go? I still think in the end, slightly or more than slightly, it cuts against Biden. That's just the obvious thing here. I don't see how it cuts against Trump. And then we have Cornel West, who's radical, but would take from Biden. So the New York case is going to drone on. Let's see. Holidays coming up, Memorial Day. I would say this is going to be in play to the end of May. Set the over and under at the end of the first week in June. So, you know, it's chewing up a lot of time here. 855-839-1210. You'll get in. That will get you a line. We'll get some more of your calls. And the other thing that's on my mind is where this college situation ends up. It ends up negatively for Biden. I don't think there's going to be any ceasefire anytime soon in Gaza. So this is going to continue. And more people are siding with Israel, siding with the Israeli Defense Forces, understanding that. And Biden is in more desperate strait on how to undercut Israel and not appear to be embracing these people on college campuses.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Jim, this is Cut 5, the sound of the week that gave me such... There were two of them on the Morning Joe show. One was Scarborough. The other was Al Sharpton. Here is Mika Brzezinski trying to tell Al Sharpton to hush up. He's giving everything away. As Sharpton says... How can we be so critical of January 6th? Look at what's going on the campuses. Cut five.
Let me say this. The politics of that, what is being robbed by them not doing that, Joe, where you and I agree. How do the Democrats, how do all of us on that side say January 6th was wrong if you can have the same pictures going on college campuses?
Lord, don't make a parallel with January 6th.
You lose the moral high ground.
That has happened, though.
Okay.
That has happened.
Just so we know what's going on here, just the latest from the AP, and then we're going to go live to the scene.
Okay, yeah, Jim, that's enough. So, Mika, when you've lost Al Sharpton. Now, Amazon has put together, and they had a screening in Washington, this film on January 6th that is negative toward the Trump chances. From what I can tell of it, it's not over the top negative, but it's negative toward Trump and what happened on January 6th. And somehow or another, Amazon is not now going to release it until after the election. And the theory is that they're feeling there's a bit of uneasiness about January 6th, given any number of factors as far as how it's positioned in the minds of people now. And after seeing these colleges and what has happened here, and some of the sentences to some of the people convicted for what happened on January 6th, people see, again, a two-tiered system of justice, a clear difference here in the way this is being treated, without a doubt. So more on that front as it continues. And keep our eye. This will be coming up in June. The Supreme Court will rule on this obstruction charge that was placed on any number of the January 6th defendants that resulted in adding 20 years or a 20-year sentence. That cuts toward Trump in that case, too. So it's going to be a heck of a June, those last few days in June, the presidential immunity case and a bunch of other things will be on top of it. All right. Somebody who really sweats in honor of James Brown. It could be an actual person, a fictional person. You make it up. Let's go to James in Bayonne. Hey, James, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in here.
Good.
You wanted something out of the box, so I picked a heavyweight boxer called the Bayonne Bleeder, and I'm from Bayonne. Chuck Wepner.
Yeah, but why is that sweating now?
He sweats blood.
Okay, well,
if you would see him,
he fought Muhammad Ali. I know that.
He fought Muhammad Ali.
He played in our annual basketball game at the Farley Plaza one year. He was brought there by a former governor, was a heck of a guy, really good guy.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, you talk about being mangled. My God. Oh, brutal. All right, we'll put that in. That is outside the box, but it's really blood. I don't know if that's sweat. But the Bayonne Brawler, remarkable. Really good guy, a lot of stories. Knocked out of the ring, I think, several times by Muhammad Ali. All right, let's go to John. John's in Feasterville on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, John.
My sweater today is Louis Armstrong. He sweated so much he had a handkerchief with him.
Yeah, true. It became part of the act. I don't know if that was natural or just part of, I like a performer that sweats. It looks like it's all out here, and Louis Armstrong, yeah, just a heck of a choice. All right, so we'll put him down, Louis Armstrong, add him to our list of sweaters. By the way, don't forget, I am thinking the Trump rally in Wildwood. It's unusual that Jeff Andrew, by the way, was on the panel today, the judiciary panel here, questioning people around Larry Krasner. I haven't had a chance to see the footage. We heard from some people that were there. There was pushback by Mary Gay Scanlon. And let me just take a moment. Now, this she voted recently, even though other Democrats voted for it here locally, on the definition of anti-Semitism coming off these college campuses. It's remarkable to me that this woman could represent the suburbs. She had the nerve today, and we're going to try to get you the exact sound that you hear it. Who are these people voting in the suburbs? Scanlon, representing what, Delaware, Chester County, said that it was a circus there today in Philadelphia of these witnesses that were brought in. Now, you may remember, you may not, Officer Corporal, I think he was then, O'Connor, was made a sergeant in posterity, raided this house, high-powered weapons. These people were all felons led out early by Larry Krasner, heavily armed, shot him to death through the wall. You may remember that the police did not want Krasner at the hospital. They turned him away. They blocked him, 100 of them. They had a human chain. Get the hell out of here. So she testified. Then you have the Fitzgeralds. Could there be a more model family? And this Scanlon creep has the nerve to talk about this as a circus. And apparently we were told that Dr. Fitzgerald, who was on the show this week, said, "We're not animals. This isn't a circus. How dare you?" But more importantly, just think back a few years. Do you think a representative from the suburbs would be calling these crime victims in front of them a circus? How far have they gone that they're this comfortable in Montgomery, Delaware County, Chester County to a degree, maybe not in Bucks, that they get away with this stuff? It is the story of our time here in the Delaware Valley, how this has happened, how ineffectual Republicans have become in the suburbs by and large. Calling these people who have suffered to this degree. Look, it's bad enough if you're a cop and you lose your loved one, and it has nothing to do with the just incredible leniency and arrogance of the DA and letting people out of jail. You know, it's due to something else. That's a horror. But when you have a kid from Buckingham come to Temple to want to play a video game in his head, hit Officer Fitzgerald, and then stand over him to deliver the final shot, and the family can't even meet with Krasner, and they want to know why the death penalty would not apply, and that clown, Josh Shapiro. Why would the death penalty not? Because we have allowed them to get away from the death penalty. And you know my stance. I don't care if it becomes unpopular or whatever. I'm for the death penalty now. I'll be for the death penalty. I was for the death penalty for the entire time I've been in talk radio and beyond that. And I'll be for the death penalty no matter what the Pope or anybody says. It is exactly right. And if it's not called for here. Media doesn't like the narrative. Model African-American family. White punk from the suburbs. Broken up family. Video galore. Not just shooting him, but then standing over allegedly and executing him. Allegedly, mom helping with the gun thing out there. Remember all that. How in the world does that not add to the death penalty? Well, Mary Gay Scanlon doesn't want to hear these people. All she wants to hear are those mobs on college campuses and all the victims in their head. Not the cops, not Terry O'Connor, not the Fitzgeralds. They're a circus because they're going after Larry Krasner. That's what it's about. So I'm glad that Jordan came here and held the testimony today, got more on record, and got Mary Gay Scanlon on record about what she's all about. She can barely contain herself. But she is what she is. It's the suburbs that are the issue. How in the world do people say, well, I was on a panel today, and the consensus was that race in Northeast Philadelphia, that Johnny Doc's nephew will just win it because there are Democrats there. Well, then don't complain. Don't complain about violence. Don't complain about any of it. You don't want to connect the dots. Who's running Philadelphia? Krasner, progressives like that, and some of them in Northeast Philadelphia. That's what it comes down to. All right, it is the lightning round next. And then we'll pull out of the hat here, so to speak. It's my duty this week since Dan's off. And we'll have a $50 Wendy's gift card. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, that's right. Who is the sweater in honor of James Brown today? By the way, Democrats, progressive wing, big keynote speech in Florida. They raise a lot of money. John Fetterman is the keynoter, and a group of Democrats now are moving to cancel him because he supports Israel. Does this tell us how far this party's gone and how the Bernie Sanders and some of the other Jewish politicians of the world can continue to be in the Democrat Party? Well, he's one of the ones that's able to do this and attack Israel. And they're afraid that Fetterman is no longer a progressive. I still think he is. He's a menace, but he's right on Israel. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, I'm planning on being down at Mulligan's on the 11th.
Great.
I wasn't sure about the rally because I don't know, is it buy a ticket guaranteed entry or stand in line first come, first served?
I think it's you got to get the ticket and then you stand in line and they let you in with the ticket there, Earl. That's my sense of how it works.
Okay, because I was told that before when I went to Newtown. I stood in line for like 8 hours and they just let in the first people and I managed to get in.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We'll get clarification on Monday with Jeff and Drew or somebody. I'll write Dan a note here. We'll set it up because I've gotten that question about the tickets, Earl, so we want to get it all straightened out. You know, want to have a good experience for people.
Sure. Mike, answer is from everyone's favorite movie, Airplane. If you remember at the
yes.
end where Stryker is landing the airplane and buckets of sweat are not literally pouring off of him, but actually pouring off of him as he sweats as he lands the plane.
Good one. Very good. Yeah, that is a classic scene. Drew of Upper Darby. Hey, Drew, good Friday to you.
Hey, Dom, you too. Thank you. Hey, Dom, last time we talked, you really cleaned my clock, so I got to try to redeem myself. Dom, in the movie Scarface with Al Pacino, when he's playing Tony Montana, he takes out Robert Loggia's character, and Robert Loggia's assistant is standing there next to him with a bottle of Jack Daniels, and he's wondering if he's next. So Tony Montana says, "Hey, Henry, you want the job?" And Henry's here, "Yeah, thanks, Tony." He thought he was next.
That is a good scene, without a doubt.
Yeah, you can hear like the intense music. You want a job, Barney?
Yep. Joe, in the next scene, this is a good one. This guy, Joe Cocker, does this too. But Joe, who's your person today?
Oh, yes. Hello, Dom. My sweater is the lead singer of the group Blood, Sweat, and Tears, David Clayton Thomas.
Yep, great one. That is a classic Entertain sweater. Last one, I think. Bill and Bucks. All right, Bill, who do you have today?
Well, I got a female, actually.
Okay.
And she's well-known, and she did a duet with Mick Jagger many years ago down at JFK Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
A DJ named Jerry would call her the Mighty Burner, Tina Turner.
Yeah, and what's the song, though? Give us, you don't need to, but do you remember the thing?
Simply the best.
Well.
Better than all the rest.
Proud Mary.
Yeah.
Oh, Tina Turner doing Proud Mary is just second to none. All right, Jim, give me some of the contenders here today as you see it.
Well, I see it as first we have Marilyn Call with Meatloaf.
Right.
And if you are down in karaoke land, Meatloaf's always been sung.
Right.
I'm trying to think of who else we have.
Elvis.
From Ed in Del Ran.
Yeah, all right. I like that Elvis, Dan, Jim. So let's put him down, and let's have a drum roll if you have one available there. Something that Dan does every week. All right, Monday. What's something people pretend they hate but they actually like? Robert and Ben Salem, pornography. That was hard to beat. Tuesday, what song should be played for protesters in a montage of being removed? Jim in Boyertown, Another One Bites the Dust. Wednesday, who deserves a statue here in Philadelphia? Joe and Exton, Mario Lanza. Thursday, who or what is reliable? Andy in Chester County, Zippo Lighters. And today, Big Sweaters, Ed and Del Ran with Elvis. Let me pull one out that I have on the table here in front. And it is a number three. So that's Wednesday. Who deserves a statue here in Philadelphia? The winner this week, Joe in Exton.
Joe and Exton.
The question is, will Joe and Exton be headed to a Wendy's? I don't know. He may have to send his valet over there. All right. Rich is next from Cape May, the Grand Hotel, the first kickoff. But don't forget, our next shot will be next Saturday. It's going to be a huge, and we'll have answers on Monday about this ticketing thing. But Mulligan's right there in Wildwoods, Mulligan Shore Bar. I'll be there 3 until 5. It's our headquarters, as always, particularly with the Trump rally. Hope to see you out there. Dan will be there, Ro. We're going to have a great time, great drinks, and great food. Rich Cioli is next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.